pray medicine will work its intended use. We pray you'll bless those hands that lend help to those who are ill. And we pray that you'll open our eyes that we may seize the opportunity to fulfill our ministry, our stewardship, our benevolence. So we say, bless us from above as only you can. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Mention the songs this evening are taken from the section of the book titled The Savior's Sacrifice. We'll start with hymn number 387. 387. It'd be appropriate. I'd love to tell the story. Or tell me the story of Jesus. All right. 387. First and last stanzas.
Tell me the story of Jesus, right on the fire everywhere. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell how the angels in chorus sang as they welcomed his birth. Tidings on earth. Tell me the story of Jesus, write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. Tell of the cross where they
Jesus tonight in our scripture readings. Hymn number 375. 375. Come in. Company from Yuma. Tell me your name again.
Bill.
Oh, I wasn't even close when I was thinking of it. What's his name? Our speaker didn't show up this evening. Do you have an outline with you? One of mine? All right. So we're just going to have some singing and scripture reading this evening, communion. All right. Number 375. 375. Again, first and last stanzas.
Oh, the depth and the riches of God's saving grace, flowing down from the cross for me. There the debt for my sin by the Savior was paid, in his suffering on Calvary. Oh, the depth of such wonderful love, flowing boundless and full and free. Immeasurable grace I see. such wonderful love, flowing boundless and full and free. And the debt for my sins was all paid in his suffering on Calvary.
Then number 324. Again, all these songs are from the section of the hymnal titled "Your Savior's Sacrifice." 324, first and last.
Alas, and in my Savior bleak, and in my sovereign tide, would he devote that sacred head for such a one as I? At the cross where I sinners saw the light, and the burden of my heart grew away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all day. But drops of grief can ne'er repay the debt of love I owe. Dear Lord, I give myself away, 'tis all that I can do. At the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burden of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day.
Begin reading in Matthew 26, beginning at verse 17. Then we'll have a song in the communion. Matthew 26, beginning at verse 17. It said, now on the first day of the feast of unleavened bread, the disciples came to Jesus, saying to him, where do you want us to prepare for you to eat the Passover? Remember, the Passover goes back to the Exodus out of Egypt. And after that, right before that 10th plague of the dying of the firstborn, God gave Moses instructions to prepare a feast and a lamb. And then they would take that one-year-old lamb, put the blood on the doorpost, and when the Lord passed over, the Lord would pass over those houses, and there would not be a death take place in that house. So they had this feast. They had four things on the table. They had the unleavened bread, the one-year-old lamb, there was a beverage, fruit of the vine, and bitter herbs, those four things. So when Jesus is observing this Passover meal, we're going to read, he's going to take two of those items from those four and institute his own supper, the unleavened bread and the fruit of the vine. So it was going to be an annual feast, and every time they observed this feast, they were to retell the story of the Exodus from Egypt. So this is the occasion that observing the Passover. So verse 18, he says, go into the city to a certain man. Say to him, teacher says, my time is at hand. I'll keep the Passover at your house with my disciples. So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them. They prepared the Passover. When evening had come, he sat down with the 12. Now as they were eating, he said, assuredly, I say to you, one of you will betray me. They were exceedingly sorrowful. Each of them began to say to him, Lord, is it I? He answered and said, he who dipped his hand with me in the dish will betray me. Son of man indeed goes just as it is written of him. Woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. Would have been good for that man if he had not been born. Then Judas, who was betraying him, answered and said, Rabbi, is it I? Jesus said to him, You've said it. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed and broke it, gave it to the disciples, said, Take, eat, this is my body. Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, Drink from it, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. When they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Psalm number 386. 386. All three stanzas. 386, and then we'll pause and allow those who are unable to partake of the Lord's Supper this morning to do so this evening. When the one who's officiating comes by, says a few words and offers prayer, just kind of hold your hand up and he'll stop and serve you where you are sitting. 386.
Why did the Savior never leave and come to earth below, where men his grace would not receive, because he loves me so. He loves me, he loves me, he loves me, this I know. He gave himself to die for me, because he loves me so. Why did the Savior mark the way, and why temptation go? Why teach and toil and plead and pray? Because he loves me so. He loves me, he loves me, he loves me, this I know. For me, because he loves me so. Oh, I feel the garden's dreadful drought. Why through his trials go? Why suffer death upon the cross? Because he loves me so. He loves me. He loves. I know he gave himself to die for me because he loves me so.
Let us bow well at this time. We give thanks for the presence. Heavenly, most gracious, most giving Father, we're so very thankful again for this opportunity to assemble together. We're so very thankful always, Father, for the blessings you give to us, for the love that you show us every day of our lives. Father, we are so very mindful of that love at this time as we partake of this bread, which brings to mind the body of your Son and our Savior, Christ Jesus, who died upon the cross. Pray, Father, that you bless this bread, that you bless those who partake of it this evening, that they would do so in a worthy, acceptable manner, remembering the sacrifice that was made upon that cross on our behalf. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. Let us bow as we give thanks for the fruit of the vine. Heavenly Father, we continue with this memorial by assembling around this table to partake of this fruit of the vine, which brings to mind the blood that was shed upon the cross, blood that was shed for the remission of our sins. We ask, Father, to bless this cup, bless those who partake of it this evening. In Christ's holy name we pray. Amen. That concludes this evening's observance of the Lord's Supper. Another avenue of worship, of course, is the giving of our means. The trays will be left on the front table for those wishing to give following the worship service.
Hymn number 374. Sing all three stanzas. 374. Instituted his supper, he told them about Peter's coming denial. They leave and they go to the Garden of Gethsemane, where you know about the betrayal, the arrest. We know Jesus faces the Sanhedrin, then he's handed over to Pilate. In Matthew 27, beginning at verse 1, when the morning came, all the chief priests and elders of the people plotted against Jesus to put him to death. And when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate, the governor. Continue the story in verse 11. Now Jesus stood before the governor. The governor asked him, saying, "Are you the king of the Jews?" Jesus said to him, "It is as you say." And while he was being accused by the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then Pilate said to him, "Do you not hear how many things they testify against you?" But he answered him not one word, so that the governor marveled greatly. Now at the feast, the governor was accustomed to releasing to the multitude one prisoner whom they would. And at that time they had a notorious prisoner called Barabbas. Together, Pilate said to them, to all the audience that was there, "Whom do you want me to release to you? Barabbas? Or Jesus, who is called Christ?" For he knew that they had handed him over because of envy. While he was sitting on the judgment seat, his wife sent to him, saying, "Have nothing to do with that just man, for I suffered many things today in a dream because of him." But the chief priests and elders persuaded the multitudes that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" They said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "What then shall I do with Jesus, who's called the Christ?" And they all said to him, "Let him be crucified." Then the governor said, "Why? What evil has he done?" But they cried out all the more, saying, "Let him be crucified." Well, when Pilate saw that he could not prevail at all, but rather that a tumult was rising, he took water and washed his hands before the multitude, saying, "I'm innocent of the blood of this just person. You see to it." And all the people answered and said, "His blood be on us and on our children." So then he released Barabbas to them. When he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the praetorium, gathered the whole garrison around him, and they stripped him, put a scarlet robe on him. And when they had twisted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." Then they spat on him, took the reed and struck him on the head. When they had mocked him, they took the robe off him, put on his own clothes, and led him away to be crucified. Now, as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name. Him they compelled to bear his cross. When they come to a place called Golgotha, that is to say, place of a skull, they gave him sour wine mingled with gall to drink. But when he had tasted it, he would not drink. Then they crucified him, divided his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, "They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots." Sitting down, they kept watch over him there. And they put up over his head the accusation written against him, "This is Jesus, the King of the Jews." Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and another on the left. And those who passed by blasphemed him, meaning Jesus, wagging their heads and saying, "You destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you're the Son of God, come down from the cross." Likewise, the chief priests also, mocking with the scribes and the elders, said, "He saved others, indeed. If he's the King of Israel, let him come down now from the cross and we'll believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now if he'll have him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" Even the robbers who were crucified with him reviled him with the same thing. From the sixth hour till the ninth hour, there was darkness over all the land. And about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani?" That is, "My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?" Some of those who stood there, when they heard that, said, "This man's calling for Elijah." Immediately, one of them ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, put it on a reed, and offered it to him to drink. The rest said, "Let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to save him." Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Then, behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth quaked, the rocks were split, graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of their grave after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. So, when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that had happened, they feared greatly, saying, "Truly, this was the Son of God." Many women who followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, were there looking on from afar, among whom were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's sons. So now, when evening had come, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who himself had also become a disciple of Jesus. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be given to him. And when Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth, laid it in a new tomb which he had hewn out of a rock, rolled a large stone against the door of the tomb, and departed. Mary Magdalene was there, and the other Mary, sitting opposite the tomb. On the next day, which followed the day of preparation, the chief priests and Pharisees gathered together to Pilate. And they said, "Sir, we remember while he was still alive how that deceiver said, 'After 3 days I will arise.' Therefore, command the tomb to be made secure until the third day, lest the disciples come by night and steal him away, and they'll say to the people, 'He's risen from the dead.' So the last deception will be worse than the first." Pilate said to them, "You have a guard. Go your way. Make it as secure as you know how." So they went and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting the guard. And you know the resurrection. Just verses 5 and 6 of chapter 28. The angel answered and said to the women, and remember, the women witnessed the burial. They didn't go to a wrong tomb. They saw. 2 days, 3 days later, they came back to the tomb on resurrection morning. So here in verse 5 of chapter 28, the angel answered and said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you seek Jesus who was crucified. He's not here, for he's risen. As he said, come, see the place where the Lord lay." The tomb wasn't open so Jesus could get out. It was open so the people could see in. That it was empty. That it was empty. So let's sing another song now. Let me sing, "He Paid a Debt." Number 376. 376. That tells the story. The song gives a summary of what we just read. Number 376.
He paid the debt he did not owe. I owed a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. He paid that debt at Calvary. He cleansed my soul and set me free. I'm glad that Jesus did all my sins erase. I now can sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. One day he's coming back for me to live with him eternally. Will it be glory to see him on that day? I then will sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay.
Make the application, number 319. 319. So all the songs that we've sung and the scriptures that we read, now we make it personal. We bring it home. Here it is. Number 319.
Thus Jesus bare the cross alone and whole, the world go free.
Number 381 to close out our time together. This is a time for you to reflect on your relationship with God. If it's not right, this is one time to do it. There's a simple procedure that we teach every time we assemble. We just call it the steps to salvation, or the process of becoming a Christian, or the plan, or the formula, different words to use. We outline it in five steps. And number one, you have to hear the word. That's an obvious one, isn't it? Jesus commissioned his apostles right before he ascended back to the Father. You go into all the world. You preach the gospel to every creature. Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. And he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. But preach to everybody. Don't leave anybody out. So the message has to be heard. And second, it has to be believed. Paul said and asked a question, Romans chapter 10, verse 14. How can you believe in someone you haven't heard? So you have to hear the message. That produces belief. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. Jesus himself said in John 8, verse 24, I tell you, he says, except you believe that I am he, you'll die in your sins. But I don't want to die in my sins. I want to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that God so loved the world, he sent that Son. Hebrews 11, verse 6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. For he that comes to God must believe, and believe that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. So, I want to hear the biblical story. I want to believe it. Then I want to repent of my sins. Jesus said it in Luke 13, verses 3 and 5. Except you repent, you'll perish. I don't want to perish either. I want to turn my life around, turn it toward God. Based upon what I believe, I want to obey. I want to turn it. And then number 4, you'll confess your faith that you believe that Jesus Christ is God's Son. That's what the Ethiopian did when Philip preached to him a Jesus message in Acts chapter 8. He stops his sermon and says, here's water, what hinders me from being baptized? Philip says, if you believe, you may. So he made a statement of faith, of belief. He said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. And when he said that, Philip commanded the chariot to stand still. He both went down into the water and Philip baptized him. They come up out of the water and the Ethiopian goes on his way rejoicing. Salvation is always an occasion of joy. So that's that process, that procedure, that plan, or the steps in becoming a child of God, becoming a Christian, is what we present or invite at the close of each lesson. If you're subject to that, you have an opportunity to respond in a public way. Just come, have a seat at the front, let your request be made known. So we're going to sing a song of encouragement, a song of invitation. Number 381, first and last stanzas, 381. You can stand for while we sing this song. You would like. 381.
Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing not it was for me he died on Calvary.
Different since we heard at the last minute the speaker was not going to be here. So.